During that time, downtown Oklahoma City was the busiest place you could ever go. And that was our battle zone.
What was the attitude of the police? They were there to protect, but did they show an attitude because they were white, I suppose?
You know, we had very few blacks on the police force during that time.
Did you sense tension from them, even though they were there to protect?
Oklahoma City is very interesting. Again, you have the bitter and the sweet. In most places, you have police that are kind, and then you have some that are not kind. Even going to jail, they were pretty good to us. I mean, they didn't try to abuse us or kick us or anything like that. They would throw us in the paddy wagons.
Was there any time you were all arrested?
We were arrested at Animont's downtown. We were not arrested at Katz or Green's or Johnny Brown's. As the demonstrations grew and grew throughout the years, various places, even when we marched to Lawton, we went to jail.
What was that about, the march to Lawton?
During that time, blacks could not go into amusement parks or any place like that. We could pass by, but we couldn't go in. Some places had a certain day of the week, like Oklahoma City. I think it was Thursdays that you could go into the zoo here.
Was it only for blacks on Thursdays, or was it for everybody?
Other people could go, but that was our day.
So when you walked to Lawton, to that amusement park...
It was Dodo Amusement Park.
Did they open it up to you, or what happened when you got there?
Oh, we went to jail.
Oh, they arrested you.
Yeah, that was the time that we marched to Lawton from Oklahoma City. It was a lot of us. And then we went to Dodo Park and demonstrated, and then they put us in jail.
How long was it? Hour, two, 3 hours?
I don't know. It was a lot of processing time.
And here you were young, 12, 14, 15 years old. Mm-hmm. But I suppose when you were in jail, you didn't have any fear. Everybody was with you.
Right. I was not there by myself.
And your mother was there, too. Do you know how many times your mother was arrested?
26.
26 times. And in John A. Brown department store, mm-hmm. that was August 22nd of 58, 35 students took part in that. Mm-hmm. And you were part of that mm-hmm. as well.
One thing that I can remember, when we entered Johnny Brown's to go to the cafeteria, there were blacks shopping in there in Johnny Brown's. And they were shocked to see us than anything else. They didn't know what was going on.
They had a restaurant there at
yes.
John A. Brown.
That's where you spend your money. The same story.
That's where you were headed to
right.
while these blacks were shopping. Mm-hmm. They were, wow, what did they dare do, go to that restaurant?
And see, we were not loud. We were orderly. One behind the other. And we'd take turns asking them if we could be served.
Not all blacks supported you, did they?
Of course not.
And why wouldn't blacks support this cause?
Because they were used to the system. Like many of us before we went the northern route. That's the way they thought that things were. See, you had to understand something. Let me go back. What I didn't tell you was that for my mother and her sister to be educated, my grandmother, who was a maid, had to move out of her home and move to Nichols Hills to raise somebody else's kids in order for my mom and family to receive their education.
Moved out of her house to a family in Nichols Hills. So your mother then was left without a mother. That's the kind of background you're talking about.
Right. We learned a lot from those experiences. And my mother was a dreamer like her father. She would tell us all the time, when I go to school, I told the kids that my father was a pilot. They would laugh at me and they would say, Clarence Shepard, you know your daddy's not a pilot. They don't let black folks, they didn't say black during that time, colored folks be pilots. She said, yes, they do. See, I'm going to show you. But my daddy does. He piles bricks here, he piles bricks there. She would always get a kick out of that. She graduated out of Hoffman, Oklahoma, and she would say that she was in the top 5 of her class, but it was nothing but 5 in her class. I always wondered, what gave her that incentive to work with kids as many years as she did?
She didn't even have the best books, did she?
Oh, no.
In her school.
Pages were missing.
They were used textbooks
mm-hmm.
because she was black.
Right.
So, John A. Brown, that went on for many days, didn't it?
Yes,
that took a while. I think it was Mrs. John A. Brown who asked to meet with your mother, and the two of them actually became friends.
Right. I remember when the Zeta Phi Beta sorority honored Mom, Mrs. Brown sent the most beautiful flower you've ever seen for Mom to wear. Hmm.
What a victory.